Here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Rob?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Rob. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Just on the way home from work right now.
Oh, that's a good thing. Was it a job, like, you have a day job, or is it, like, work for the company?
I was helping out. I was subbing for a different company. I was helping them out.
Okay. Okay. Well, I want to put you in position to be able to sub out some work yourself, so.
Yeah, no, but as much as my own stuff I can do, it's still slow right now, you know, seeing I just kind of started putting my name out there this year.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, you qualify for first page placement, so that's why we're having this conversation. I know you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of kind of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, no, excellent job. I'm not clueless at all. I know exactly what's going on. I'm just curious. I am very curious on how much, you know, that would cost to be on there.
Yeah, I can work with you on the pricing. She asked me to apply a new in business credit for you. And that helps a lot. It helps us kind of waive the setup fees so you can launch the business without the financial burden, at least online anyway. And then she also was saying, though, that you were doing some other things, like Home Advisor by Angie's, and she wanted to see if I could work with you on that.
I just started that up yesterday, so I'm kind of curious on how that's all going to work still. I've never really used it or known anybody that's used it, but...
Well, I mean, I haven't used it personally, but I've worked with a lot of business owners over the last 12 years that have used it, and they always tell me they like being on Google a lot better because people can call you directly. Yeah, you don't have to pay per lead with our service. So the funny thing is, like, if you Google concrete or like role play like a customer and just put like brick and stone or concrete driveways. You know, there's the three guys that show up next to the map where we're talking about listing you now, but just two spots down, there's a Home Advisor by Angie's listing, and it says 10 best concrete contractors in Cadillac. So, you know, basically what they do is they put themselves on Google. When they get a lead, they'll sell that lead to like three or four guys that they have on that list of 10, and then they charge you all the lead fee whether you get the job or not. So... That's kind of where
you gotta kind of fight for it.
Yeah, exactly. So if you have like competitive pricing structures, then you can do pretty well, you know, with that platform. But you know, obviously you don't want to be getting charged lead fees for things if they don't turn into clients, right? So
right, you know, 100%.
Yeah, I've heard guys spending like in a week what we charge for a whole month to list you independently. You know, the difference is that you can't just list yourself independently whenever you want. If your money's green, you could sign up for Home Advisor whenever you want. But there's only three guys that show up locally in your area on the first page of Google. And we have one spot open, but we're going down the list. Usually what we do is we just go down the list, first come, first serve. And once we fill it, we close out the category for that industry and area. We don't work with any other competing companies. So that kind of ensures the guys that we are working with are getting a lot of exposure and a lot of opportunity each month. And that gets them to keep coming back.
Yeah, I get that. That makes sense.
So, you don't have a website or anything, Rob?
Nope, not yet. I've talked to I've got a good buddy that's very, very good with that stuff. He actually helped me, you know, do my logo and everything like that. So,
nice.
He actually helped me get on Google as far as I am right now.
Yeah, you have the Google business profile. It looks like the verification was requested, where they send that pin to you in the mail, but I don't have any like confirmation that it was received or that you inputted the code on the back of that postcard. Do you recall getting that card in the mail that says Google on it?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I got mail today or yesterday. I don't think I checked my mail, so
gotcha.
It should be there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if it's not there, I mean, we'll definitely send another one out today, because that'd be the first thing we'd want to get done. You have to have a verified profile, and then we, we go into the back end of that and follow the algorithm Google gives us, and that moves you up to the first page of the search results there for your area and industry or for the keywords that you're targeting. But aside from just, you know, optimizing the Google business profile, building that out or getting it up to pace, and then we also would build a website for you, you know. The website is something that we would include for you at no extra cost. I know you say you got a guy there that could do it for you, but we wouldn't charge you anything extra, and it's always nice to kind of have it in-house in case we need to, like, pivot with your keywords or something that you're being listed for on the first page. We can go right into the website and then make sure the stuff on the website matches up for what we're targeting and the areas that we're targeting. So it's kind of nice to have it all under one roof. It makes it real easy for us, instead of having to relay that to you and then you relay it to your website guy. And then
makes sense.
Also, this is a package that she's asking me to put you on. So it's called a Platinum Package Bundle. And she pulled this or recommended this based off of what she found your competitors to be doing in the area. And so this campaign, it's an A to Z marketing strategy. It would basically turn us into like your one-stop shop for everything online, because it also has like Facebook ads where we'd build a Facebook business profile for you and run ads through it, and that'll help us get some more leads, bring some job opportunities in. And then there's also a Bing first page placement. They pull from Google's top recommended guys in this Google Places category for their top five. And then there's the Yelp, a Yellow Pages, and an Amazon Alexa voice search results listing. And we also do like all mobile platform listings for these too. So they have that click to call feature. If they just type in concrete contractors and they want to call you, they could just click that little phone icon and it'll ring straight to you as a live call. And then obviously the tracking system too. So, I mean, it's really a top to bottom strategy. Like, you wouldn't need Home Advisor by Angie's List. I'm pretty sure after like a month of this, you'll probably leave those guys. I mean, You don't have to, but if you compare them side by side, I'm assuming you're going to do what's best for your company. But as far as cost, like, just to shoot you straight on it. So on our website, the Platinum package, it's advertised at $5.99 month to month. That's what your competitors would be paying to cover that 50-mile radius with the campaign. What I was thinking I could do for you is I'll apply this new in business credit that Tara requested, and I could reduce it by 50% and get it down to just $2.99 month to month. And then I'll waive all setup fees on the campaign, so you won't have any other charges. There's no other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. It'll just be that one-time payment, $2.99 each month.
And that'll never go up? That'll stay at $2.99?
Yeah, as long as you're with us, we'll lock you in at that rate. So it'll just stay $2.99 month to month.
Okay.
If I could approve a pricing structure like that, I mean, is that something you could see a value in doing for Ridge Concrete Professionals, LLC?
Yeah, I do see, I mean, it sounds smart to do.
Yeah, and the long-term benefits, too. I mean, if you ever do decide to leave the first page placement with us and stop doing it, you still keep all the things that we create for you. So it's definitely going to jumpstart your business from a credibility standpoint. People will definitely be able to look you up, review you, see all your reviews. So I don't think you're going to leave, but I always like playing worst case scenario with our guys. And I feel like with this package, I'm putting you in a win-win situation.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. I know you already have one, right? But we're going to request that verification. If you do get that pin in the mail, you could just text in that 5-digit number to me, and then I could just process the verification that way. But there's also a form that you have to fill out outside of just receiving that pin in the mail. So I'm going to send you that verification form as well. Give me one second here. You get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what's your last name, Rob?
Hockridge, H-O-C-K-R-I-D-G-E.
Okay, and Rob's short for Robert, right?
Yes, it is.
That's my brother's name. All right, and then what's your business email address? Because of the discounts I applied here, I got to send you everything in writing, and we got to get you to sign off on it.
It's going to be ridgeconcretepro@gmail.com.
Okay. And is this phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so 231. Actually, I have two numbers here, but the one that we're on is the 429-9534?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, no, that's not a different number. It's actually the same. It's just one of them doesn't have the parentheses in it, so it made it look like a different phone number here. Okay.
All right, and I was going to say, what other number do you got?
No, yeah, it was weird. Once you kind of remove the parentheses, it looks like it's like 231, and then it looks like 299, like that 4 just kind of blends in there. Let me go ahead and update. And then for the PIN, they had an address down already of the 146 B Street. Is that still accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you want that address hidden online, or are you okay with it being displayed?
It is my home address, and it's not exactly, it looks like a business or anything, so I'll just hide it.
Okay, you'll still see Cadillac, Michigan 49601 on your Google business profile, though, but I'll just, like, hide the street address, and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions, so you don't got to worry about anybody showing up at your doorstep.
All right, yep, that's really not a big deal if they really want to do that best.
That'd be a little weird. Okay, did you get the first text with my contact information?
Oh, let's see. I'm driving right now, so.
Okay.
Going on. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. I'm going to send the Google verification form there and to your email as well. So that way I can make sure both are working and that you got it. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
I think I have them set up right now, 8 to 6.
Okay. 6. And you go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday by appointment only? That way they could call, but it's up to you?
Yep.
Okay. I like it better that way. That way, if we put that closed icon, it turns red. There's like a little red dot on there. You could lose like a couple thousand dollar job just by having a red icon up there on a Saturday.
yeah, right.
And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Not card at the moment.
No card? Okay. Go ahead and submit. Okay. And I know you said you already had a logo. You have some, like, before and after shots of some work you've done in the past?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to send you this email address also so you can send those in. And we'll use that for the Google business profile, for the website, and for the Facebook business profile, too. So, obviously, as the new jobs come in, just keep sending in photos. We'll keep updating it.
Okay.
Okay. And then did you get the other text with the Google verification form? It kind of looks like a paragraph. It'll say local / Robert to get your Google business profile verified.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a little link in there. I know you're driving. You don't got to worry about filling that out right now, but when you do get a chance, try to fill that out as soon as you can. And then we want to schedule a client interview with you tomorrow. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time to do the client interview?
Later in the evening is best for me.
Okay. You want to try like this? Same time tomorrow, or?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email address, and then we're going to text you 1 hour before as well. Just as a reminder, if anything pops up or changes, just let me know at that time, or you can shoot me a text. I could just reschedule it. But I would like to get it knocked out before we go into the weekend, because I could still have our graphic design team work on your website over the weekend. That way we're not wasting any time on it. And then come Monday or Tuesday, I'll already have the initial draft of the site ready to show you, ready to make any tweaks you want to make to it. All right. So I got everything set up here, Rob. The only thing we got to do, which is going to be hard, I know you're driving, but we just got to secure that first month's payment of the $299, and then I'll send you the outline of the agreement in writing so you can sign off on that, and I'll send you the login credentials for your tracking system with us, so you can track all the leads we're bringing in.
Okay.
All right. How did you want to secure that first month's payment?
Debit card.
Okay. Now, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It is a MasterCard.
Okay. And does it have your name on it, or does it also have the business name as well?
Both names.
Both. Okay. Let me make sure I add this so you can add it to your write-offs here. Get it back that way. Approve. LLC. All right. And the billing address is the same as the street address you requested that PIN verification letter to? The 146 B
yep.
Street? All right. I'm ready for you.
Yep. 5380.
5380.
7700.
7700.
0461.
0461.
3797.
3797. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0527.
0527. And then there should be a three-digit code on the back.
Yeah, 305.
305. Okay, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, stop me, okay?
Right on.
All right, Rob, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Ridge Concrete Professionals, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Robert Richard Hockridge, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
What was that? Sorry. I was looking at the road.
All good. So it says here, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, they're asking, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us? So for just to translate it, I guess, and put it in layman's terms for you, we know everything you already have online, but what we don't want to do is duplicate any online listings or have you pay for something that we're already doing for you. So I tried to put you in a package where you don't need anything else online. I tried to cover your bases, even with the Facebook. So that way you have one customer service department help you with everything. You don't have 100 different bills floating around. But if you're going to add something online, after today, we want you to let us know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something that we're already doing or duplicating anything.
All right. So I can't run my old Facebook anymore?
If you... If you have an old Facebook business profile, then we're not going to duplicate and create a new Ridge Concrete Professionals LLC on Facebook for this area. We'll actually get access or request access from you and log into that one, and we'll run the ads through that one and update it and do the postings on there.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
You guys keep posting for me?
They do a biweekly posting, yeah. And then the ad is also a remarketing ad. So if they look for any kind of concrete services in the past, it'll follow them like a sponsored ad.
Huh.
You ever see those pop-ups? Or it feels like your phone's listening to you. You were just talking about it, and then you hop on Facebook, and then you go to, some random page, and then all of a sudden there's a pop-up there to the right. It says sponsored, and it'll have a post regarding that. It feels the CIA is watching you. that's the Facebook ads. And then also if they do an active search on Facebook, a keyword search for any of your services, they'll be able to find you as well.
Okay.
Yep.
So yes or no, I don't want it to quote.
No, you do.
How to answer that.
Yeah, so you say yeah, you'll let us know before you add anything else online after today.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Yeah, just give us a heads up so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing, you know. That's what you want to avoid. Keep your overhead down. Okay, and then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, just because we're building everything from scratch, but it is month to month. So you're not binded to any kind of contract, Rob. It says you your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. It's June 13th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, this is going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. I've also locked you in at this discounted pricing structure. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 13th day, but you'll keep the same discounted price of just $299. Now, it does state here in the fine print you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before your next billing due so we can stop that automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I just processed your payment, Rob. You're going to start getting some text messages here. One of them is going to be that Google verification form. It's going to like automatically resend to you. You only got to fill it out once. So you don't got to fill out both of those, but at least we're double sure that you have them. And then there's going to be an outline of the agreement there as well and a link, and that's also sent to your email. You're going to have to sign off on the bottom of that agreement when you get a chance. I know you're driving right now. Don't try to do anything fancy while you're driving. You're no good to us if you die. And then you're going to see a username and a password. The username and the password is going to start out as just like your phone number as the username and then like a small generic password. And then once you log into the tracking system, you can change it to whatever you prefer. But there's also an app you could download for that tracking system. And that's a good spot to kind of keep track of all your leads if you don't have somebody there to answer the phones for you. Also, it'll have a section in there where you could request Google reviews. Like you could plug in the customer's number and send them like a live link to your Google business profile, have them put that star rating in there and write about their experience. And that's a good tool. You know, we highly recommend you do that at the completion of each job and then obviously try to take some photos too so we could build up your portfolio. But we'll walk you through that as we get there. Right now, I just want you to focus on driving safely. You know, when you get to a stop, you know, sign your subscription terms. And then we have this client interview scheduled as the next step. It's going to be for tomorrow between 4 and 5 o'clock, and we'll contact you and just walk you through it step by step as we get it all set up, okay? But if you have any, like, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you need help with something, or you feel like you're forgetting something or missing something, we have 24/7 customer service. It's the same phone number that I've been texting you on, that 877 line. If you just hit extension 1, you could get a live operator at any time. Also, I sent you my direct number too, so if you want to be able to contact me directly, I could always explain it to you and make sure that we're getting things up and running as soon as possible.
Good.
All right. Well, drive safe. Thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I will talk to you tomorrow between 4 and 5 with the client interview technician. We'll get everything going.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll fill out some forms and I appreciate the call. Hopefully we can make some money together.
Absolutely. As you're filling out that form too, I know it asks for some things that might not be required by the state. It's like registration, license, insurance. Obviously if it's required and you have it, send it in. But if you're missing anything, like don't panic. We'll address it during the client interview. I could always three-way call with the Google representative too and verify you over the phone if we have to. But just try to fill it out as best you can, okay?
Okay. Yep, so
all right.
Do.
All right, Rob. You have a great evening. I'll talk to you soon. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Yep.
Bye.